Wildcats, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
How are we doing, Rob?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. Quite a game on Saturday night at UAlbany. Your team comes out 28-23 on the road. Just talk about your impressions of the way your team played.
Yeah, I was proud the way we went down there and competed. You know, it was a hostile environment. It was a really good crowd. They were certainly into it. You know, we know how tough it is to win in this conference, in particular on the road. Albany's had our number, you know, beating us 5 out of 6 years. So we felt like going into that game, you know, a couple of things that were point of emphasis talking through the week. First and foremost, we want to kind of control the clock a little bit and try to win the time of possession battle. You know, we felt like with the three transfers that they had on offense at the quarterback, receiver, and running back position, you know, they were extremely dynamic players, as good of players you're going to find at the FCS level. So we need to limit the amount of snaps that those guys were on the field. And then we felt like we needed to strike first, you know, work as hard as we can to get the first score of the game to try to put a little pressure on them and gain some momentum. And we were able to do that. Defense got a stop right out the gate going 3 and out. And then the offense went about 88 yards on 15 plays. And to score that opening touchdown, you know, we took off about nine and a half minutes of actual game time. So it was an ideal way to start. You know, I think it was a really good first half. Be honest, we let up in the second half when we were up a little bit, and we let them back in it. And obviously it was more, I think, a credit to Coach Catuso and their players. You know, they were never going to quit. They're extremely well coached. They're disciplined. They're tough. They're very, very fierce team. And they came back and gave themselves a chance to win it and ultimately found a way to hold on.
Certainly got to start with the performance of Dylan Labbe. Unbelievable, 32 carries, 202 yards, 3 touchdowns. In your eyes, how good was that effort? And was it your plan to run him that much? You talked about wanting to control the ball, so obviously running game is part of that. But did you think it would be a 32-carry night?
Didn't think it was going to be that many carries. But we also told Dylan kind of going into this week and really going into the year, you know, that he was going to be take the lion's share of the carries and really – just to communicate with us in game how he's feeling. And if he's healthy, if he's fresh, if he feels like he's ready to go, he's going to get the majority of the carries. We feel like he's that dynamic of a player. You know, I think it's a huge credit to Coach Scott and our offensive staff putting together a really good game plan. And then our offensive line in particular keeps getting better and better. I think those guys really understood what we were looking to get accomplished. They were physical. That's a very good defensive front that Albany poses. So they blocked their tails off. And then the guys on the perimeter as well, you know, we kind of talked about it going into the week that they have to be selfless. You know, we didn't feel like we wanted to throw it that much, which we didn't, only throwing it 14 times. So those guys, you know, didn't make it about themselves. They really blocked up. They blocked as hard as they could on the perimeter. You know, we got to the safeties and the overhang defenders trying to force the ball to the corners and make those guys tackle. So I think it was a really good game plan. And then when we did have to throw it, you know, Brosmer was efficient. We were 11 for 14, taking what the defense gave us. But yeah, ultimately, I mean, Dylan having 32 carries, you know, career high, 202 yards and 3 touchdowns. I think that was, you know, a unique performance by him. And it's something where hopefully we can build on that going forward.
You talked about Max's day, like you said, 11 of 14, and Joey Corcoran comes up with 5 catches, 34 yards, his first collegiate touchdown. Maybe touch a little bit on his performance and how he was able to help you.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I think for him stepping in there, right now we're kind of receiving core by committee. I think our guys are doing a really good job buying into their roles. We have multiple personnel groups where we're going to get a lot of the guys on the field during different looks. So, yeah, it was a goal line set. You know, they were playing man-to-man. We had Brian Espinette outside. And typically, you know, everyone knows he runs fades for us and goes vertical. You know, so we put him on the underneath slant route. He actually drew a double team. And there was a little bit of confusion in the defensive secondary. And Joey came wide open right there. So good play by Max. It was an RPO run pass option. So it was a good job by him recognizing the look to get the ball out. He took a pretty heavy shot there. They blitzed off the edge. So that was, yeah, it was a great way to start the game there.
Got a couple questions for you. The first from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger.
Morning, Rob. How are you, Rick?
Hey, Roger. Good to see you, brother.
Two things. Any update on Eichmann? And maybe if you could just talk a little bit about the importance of getting off to a good start this year, considering how last year ended, just in terms of team morale and energizing the fan base and those sort of things.
Sure. Yeah. First, I think Joey's doing better. You know, he just got kind of a knee contusion. It was swollen pretty good last week. I think he got it drained over the weekend. So we'll get a full medical assessment this afternoon when the guys come back in. But we're hopeful that he can go again this week. And then the second part of that question. Yeah. I mean, it's always something that we hope to get off to a fast start, you know, in particular losing, you know, 8 in a row last year. We wanted to kind of, as I mentioned on the earlier call, kind of be defined by a vision of the future, not a memory of the past. But with that being said, you still need to pull from some experiences that you've had before and learn from them. And I think one thing we can learn from last year is, you know, we started 3-0. And I think when that happens, especially in this conference, you stack up some early wins, you're going to start to get some preseason recognition, you know, maybe entering some national polls. We can't worry about any of that. You know, the only thing that matters for us is where we're going to be ranked at the end of the year. So for us, it's got to be a 1-0 mentality. It's got to be a back to work, and we're going to win games on Saturday because we practice really well on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's the challenge right now. We had some early success. We got to humble our guys. We got to get back to work. We got to make sure that they understand that there's a process involved here. You know, we can't worry about the wins. We can't worry about anything like that. What's going to happen on game day? The results will take care of themselves if our preparation continues to be elite.
Thank you.
Next question from Kyle Kensing. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Coach, the last few games have been fourth quarter drives that, you know, to Monmouth to go ahead and then to kind of put the game away this past week. And in both situations, the offensive line doing a great job blocking. What do you think it is about the line they've been able to kind of be at their best in those sort of late game situations?
I think they're finally starting to kind of, you know, there's a trust system that we've worked hard to build between us and the coaching staff. You know, I think Coach Scott in particular is doing a great job designing plays and calling it in critical situations. He's somebody who has done it at a high level for a long time. So I think he's got confidence in his ability. And, you know, we changed a lot of our offensive scheme in the spring. So they had 15 spring ball practices and obviously some of the summer access and the film study we could do with them. And then throughout fall camp. So I think it's starting to come together where all that preparation, you know, and the stuff that we've done well during practice is starting to show up during the games. Right. But I also think it's those guys are, you know, they understand that they have to prepare well, they have to practice well. As I mentioned before, I think there's, you know, some elite leaders in that group. Patrick Flynn obviously was named captain unanimously by our team. He was voted that in. So that shows kind of the conviction that our players have in him. You know, then Osho Omenyeni playing center for the first time this year. You know, that's different. He's played guard and tackle, but now he has to make all the calls. He has to identify the defensive front. So I think he's grown up a lot too. His maturation process has kind of developed right before our eyes. So just proud with that group and how they keep evolving each week.
Rick, let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball. We talked before the game last week about the challenge and how impressed you were with Reese Puffenbarger. He played very well in the game, but how did you feel like your defense did against him and trying to slow him down?
I think we did a really good job in the first half. And then the second half, you know, we lost some integrity in our rush lanes. We let him get out. You know, the whole point was to work to get him to step up in the pocket and not allow him to escape to his right. He's such a dynamic athlete. And there were a few times where I think our guys in the edges were just kind of doing one-on-one stuff, trying to go make a sack, opposed to sticking to the defensive scheme. And when he gets out there, he's a dual threat. He doesn't just escape the run. He escapes with his eyes down the field. And in the fourth quarter in particular, he made three or four elite plays where he broke contain, broke the pocket, you know, drew the defense up and then dumped it over their head. And he led a couple scores late in the game and really gave him a chance to win that late.
You touched on a little bit in your opening comments, but your punter, Sean Lehane, four balls, four punts that he dropped inside the 20. And certainly that the muff punt play ended up being a big play in the game. Maybe talk a little bit about his impact on the game.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it starts, you know, with I think Coach Garrett McLaughlin, our special teams coordinator, has done a tremendous job with them. He's our specialist coach. Sean was tremendous. Four punts inside the 20. I think he had one of the long of 54, you know, as well as the time possession battle. You know, we felt like the field position battle against a team like this was going to be important. So for them to have to go the length of the field, you know, a lot of that game, obviously, it allowed it to play out in our favor. But yeah, Sean, somebody who has worked his butt off to get to the starting role. He split some time last year, really had a tremendous offseason to how he prepared to get to this moment. So yeah, he's been great for us.
I got a question for you from Alan Lessels. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, okay. Good morning, gentlemen. Coach, could you talk a little bit about what you've been able to learn so far about North Carolina Central and how you go about learning about them?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, it's the first time the two programs have played each other. So if you look at the numbers and kind of how they are, they were 4-1 in their conference last year. They've won 5 straight games, including the 2 openers this year. You know, they've scored nearly 70 points in the first 2 games, so about 34 and a half a game. They're giving up less than a touchdown a game. So they're very balanced. They have dynamic athletes all over on the perimeter on both sides. You know, their quarterback, Darius Richard, is now his third year starting. So, you know, I think they're very good. You look at the only game that we have kind of crossover is North Carolina A&T. We scouted them a couple times last year, in particular when we were playing Elon. And they're very good. Obviously, they'll be in our conference next year. And Central did a phenomenal job controlling both line of scrimmages in that game. So I think it's not just the dynamic playmakers. I think they have really good offensive and defensive line. It was evident that they were well coached. I think this is the first time their program has started 2-0. So they have a lot of momentum. They're going to be hungry coming in here. So, you know, we have to buckle up and get ready to go back to work.
All right, Rick, thanks as always for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday night against North Carolina Central, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.